It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Welcome to Monday, the last day of September. Brand new month starts tomorrow, and what a weekend it has been. Massive rains from powerful Hurricane Helene. People stranded without shelter. Millions without power awaiting rescue. Still, in some cases, there are isolated areas. So many roads closed. Over 300 roads closed in Western Carolina. Helene blew through Florida's Big Bend as a Category 4 hurricane that was late Thursday night, winds of 140 miles an hour, then quickly moved into Georgia, the Carolinas, Tennessee, uprooted trees, splintered homes, wiped out little towns when they were overflowed with the flooding that some people say biblical. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp said it looked like a bomb went off. Western North Carolina essentially cut off because of landslides and closing of roads. Hundreds of water rescues, dozens of patients plucked by helicopter from a hospital rooftop. And these are stories that have repeated in all 10 states affected by this hurricane. And CBS's Nicole Valdez in Greenville, South Carolina, filed this report.
Historic flooding from Helene submerged parts of western North Carolina underwater over the weekend.
There was a whole house right there.
This Marshall, North Carolina woman says she fled after the waters reached waist deep.
I was grabbing stuff. I have my three dogs in the car, and my car was like almost underwater.
The state's governor says rescue efforts are ongoing and that food, water, and supplies are being airlifted to those stuck in the hardest hit areas.
Oh, God.
This video shows the moment a bridge in Tennessee collapsed into rushing floodwaters.
She was ready to sink.
On Tybee Island in Georgia, this man who goes by Huck Finn and his dog, Creedy, are hoping high tide carries them back out to sea after strong winds from Helene stranded their boat on the side of the highway.
I thought we were supposed to die, so I had to cut anchor and it brought us here.
This morning in South Carolina, dozens are dead after Hurricane Helene pummeled the state. One couple dead after a tree fell on their car.
My cat is alive. My neighbors are alive. We are helping each other.
Massive recovery efforts are also underway in Florida.
We want to be helpful to get this debris.
While touring the devastation, the state's governor warned his state is not out of the woods just yet, with two more months left until hurricane season ends. Nicole Valdez, CBS News, South Carolina.
And in South Carolina, Helene, the deadliest storm since Hurricane Hugo killed 35 people near Charleston and north of Charleston in 1989, Paul.
Man. You know, the storm reminds me of two. Helene does. One of them would be Andrew, which leveled Homestead, Florida, and did a lot of damage in other places as well. And then Katrina, I would think, in New Orleans. This is probably worse than that, I think, in terms of the widespread damage, the number of states we're talking about here, from basically eastern Kentucky all the way back down to the Gulf Coast of Florida.
And they had a convoy, and they literally called Convoy of Hope, a distribution site, and they had lined up utility crews. I saw they were... It looked like they were preparing to go to war. They were lined up and headed south to help people get their power back so critical. Helene, the eighth named storm of the Atlantic season, which officially begins June 1st, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration predicting an average season this year because of the record warm ocean temperatures. And as we pointed out earlier with meteorologist Joe Lundberg, more storm concerns in the Atlantic. One could develop into a hurricane as early as this week. And right now that track could take it back through somewhere in the vicinity. There's a secondary storm system they believe will be off the coast.
Wow.
But
please no, huh?
I know.
We could use less of that. But when we were talking to Joel Lundberg not too long ago here, about the last 30 minutes or so, he voiced the same concern we both have about this being really awful hurricane season. We're going into the meat of it now.
Correct.
The next
2 months, because the heat, the temperatures in the ocean right now are at their peak. And so there's a lot of fuel in that warm water for these storms. And coincidentally, initially, 60 Minutes was doing a piece last night on insurance companies down in Florida. Some of them, many have left the state of Florida after the last big storm. And some of them were getting accused of cheating people out of their rightful replacement funds.
Mm.
And it's a fascinating story. You search it up on, because you and I talked about your insurance went up here, and we wondered if it was related in some way to the payoffs they've had to make in Florida in particular.
Well, I read an interesting article about that over the weekend, about why insurance rates are going up as they are, both for homeowners and also auto owners.
Yeah, we're going to follow up on that this week, because it's fascinating. And if you are somebody who has a home, a second home, a vacation place, or whatever, the expense in Florida for insurance is, in some cases,
unaffordable.
Financially unaffordable. Saturday Night Live! The 50th anniversary kicked off Saturday, and as you might expect, Paul, it started with a spoof of all the candidates.
Was it any good?
Yes, it was very enjoyable. You know, Dana Carvey came back as Joe Biden.
Oh, man.
It was funny.
Dana Carvey's imitation of the first President Bush was absolutely hysterical.
So good, he got invited to White House to stay at the Lincoln bedroom by Bush.
I love that.
Maya Rudolph returned as Kamala Harris, and then it was really well put together. They had, guess who was Tim Walz? Jim Gaffigan.
Oh, that's a good choice.
Yeah, first I didn't recognize him. But they had a lot of fun with it. So that was the open to this year's 50th
anniversary. Remember Phil Hartman's Bill Clinton?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good stuff.
Phil Hartman, what a talent he was. What a tragedy he was.
Yeah.
Shot by his own wife.
Yeah.
So anyway, they had a spoof on that. It's worth looking up on YouTube
if
you like that kind of stuff. But Dana Carvey was spot on as Joe Biden. He says, Carvey, they asked about, a lot of people forget that I'm president, including me. But guess what? By the way, I think I did a pretty good job. I passed more bills than any president in history, but there's still work to do. And guess what? And by the way, he just Andy Samberg starred as Harris's husband, Douglas Emhoff. So it was an all-star cast. And this week, they've got Coldplay as their musical guest. But if you like Saturday Night Live, they're trying to make a resurgence because, 50 years. So they're going to put a lot more effort, I think, into it to make it worth watching, I would think. Anyway, speaking of the candidates, and we're going to talk more about this. Lenny McAllister's coming in, our resident political analyst, in our next hour. J.D. Vance in town on Saturday at a Christian revival event, non-denominational in Monroeville.
At the convention center, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and they're supporting him. But the bigger story became
the stop he made at Primanti Brothers in North for Sales before the thing in Monroeville.
And at first they wouldn't let him in. And as it turns out, the manager there I guess, was nervous, they said, because then Permanis posted kind of a, hey, wait a minute.
Well, they were welcomed inside eventually.
Yeah. But and around the country, they said they were.
Well, you know, and there are some people who were there who, you know, were pretty bent out of shape about it. And I understand that, you know, they're going to feel that way. I thought that Vance did a really good thing in the parking lot after the whole thing was kind of wrapping up. He said, you know, it's a great local business. Let's keep supporting them. And
yeah.
I think that's the, you know, the take the high road. You know, people were, some people who were there from a partisan standpoint were upset because Harris Walls had an event at the Permanis Brothers location in Moon. A story that I've read says that they had reserved the restaurant for a campaign event, and the people in involved in communicating from the company, from Permanis Brothers, said they had no advance notice of the Vance visit. Now, another person involved in this from a peripheral standpoint has said, well, there was an order placed for a sandwich for him, and so maybe, you know, maybe they should have known. I don't know.
Well, but Permanis posted this. Permanis prides itself on being a staple of the Pittsburgh community, a proud American business that has hosted sitting presidents, politicians, political candidates from across the spectrum for over.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
For 90 years, our doors are open to all patrons who wish to dine with us. Without any advance notice, today's campaign stop caused some momentary confusion for our staff. However, Senator Vance and his team were welcomed into the restaurant shortly after, engaged with our guests inside and on the property. Senator Vance's supportive comments that our manager got a little nervous given the Secret Service police and crowd accurately reflect the nature of what occurred, and we're glad that it was resolved quickly.
Yep.
So, and Aaron, you were there on Saturday, so how many people were there? How big a crowd?
The convention center is so like wide. It's like a big open wide square. So I'm trying to think. Maybe
1,000? Just take a guess.
Like 2,100 maybe.
Oh, it's okay.
Yeah, over the weekend, I'd say.
So I'm curious now. I guess Donald Trump's visit Saturday to Butler, he's supposed to speak around 5 p.m. will be the next big visit.
Basically the same schedule as they had the first time around, right?
Correct. Yeah. And obviously his return to that point, that moment in time from July 13th, makes this stop, you know, certainly more newsworthy than all the others in terms of interest, I would think, a lot of people. The fact that he wanted to go back to Butler, and so he will do that on Saturday. But in between, they're, you know, traipsing around the country, all the candidates. And we'll keep you posted. But Saturday's going to be a big day in Butler.
With security like you've never seen.
Yeah.
Because I think this could possibly be his first outdoor rally.
Well, he had one where they put up the bulletproof.
Oh, that's right. There was the one. But he hasn't done many of them. So
no, and yeah, if you're going to that one, be prepared to take your time because they're going to make sure everybody that's around that area is secure. Every Monday at this hour, we check in with Brian Caranta, brought to you by Secure Money Advisors. Brian, hope you had a good weekend.
Had a great weekend, Larry. Tough Steeler loss.
I know. I thought we were going to pull it off, especially when we got the ball back with plenty of time to at least get a field goal. We were so close.
So close.
Yeah, but okay, they suffer their first loss. Next It's Dallas. The Cowboys come for Sunday Night Football at Acrisure. Meanwhile, Ryan, I got a pop quiz for you. So one of our faithful listeners wrote this. Ralph wants to know, my wife and I are over the income limit to contribute to my and my wife's Roth IRA. We both contribute to our employer's 401k and max out our contributions. I want to put more money away for retirement, but not sure where. Your thoughts?
Okay, well, there's a lot here. I've got like 10 ideas I could share with Ralph, and obviously we don't have the time for all 10 of them. So I would tell you, go to righttrackpittsburgh.com, get a copy of my book, but I'm going to give you a few of them before we wrap up this segment. First, we've got to understand a couple of things. One, you start to phase out of being able to contribute to retirement plans at a certain income level. And it depends whether you're filing single or jointly. Single, I believe, is around $136,000 of income. So if you're making over $136,000, you're going to phase out of being able to make contributions. Now, if you're making a little bit less than that, you can make partial contributions. For joint filers, you're getting up and phasing out around $240,000 of income. If you make a little bit less than that, you can make partial contributions. These are things you'll have to go over with your tax accountant at the end of the year for your specific situation. But diving into Ralph's situation, here's a few ideas. So basically he's saying, look, Brian, I can't put any more money into my retirement accounts because my wife and I are being penalized for making too much money. And so for income earners out there that are doing well, they do get penalized, which has always been something that has bothered me about our tax code, is that someone that is making good money is being penalized to being putting money in retirement accounts. And all that's causing is more pressure on the system by not allowing them to do that. But that's a whole nother topic. So here's a few ideas real quick.
All right.
So, Ralph, you could start with a backdoor Roth IRA. You ever hear of that one, Larry?
No.
Backdoor Roth? Okay, so here's a good one. So a lot of people don't realize this, but if you phased out of your income level, you can make a contribution called a non-deductible contribution to your IRA, okay, to a traditional IRA, a non-deductible. So that means if I put in $7,000, I can't deduct it. But well, here's what you can do. You can put that $7,000 into a traditional IRA, non-deductible, all right, and then you can immediately convert it to a Roth IRA, and then all that money would grow tax-free, and all future interest would be tax-free, and all future withdrawals would be back tax-free. That's called a backdoor Roth IRA. A lot of people don't know about those. They could also contribute to a health savings account. If they have a high deductible health plan, they can contribute to an HSA. You ever hear of an HSA, Larry?
That I have.
Yeah. So these become very popular because it offers triple tax benefits. You got tax-deductible contributions, tax-free growth, and tax-free withdrawals for medical expenses. So if once you turn 65, withdrawals for non-medical expenses are taxed just like an IRA would be taxed at ordinary income levels. Now, in order to qualify for this, your deductibles and co-payments on your insurance, if you're insuring yourself only, need to be over $8,000, and for a family need to be over $16,000. So, okay, we're coming up against the clock, so I'm going to go a couple more before we wrap up. Okay, you could consider a brokerage account, right? So a taxable brokerage account. So this is non-IRA investment accounts. A lot of people have these where you could buy stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs. Your dividends would be taxed. You would be taxed on capital gains. So if you sold a stock for a gain. But with brokerage accounts, you have the flexibility of withdrawing funds prior to age 59 and a half without penalty. And you've got a lot of tax strategies. You could use tax-efficient investments like municipal bonds, or you could use strategies like tax-loss harvesting to optimize your returns. And by the way, these are all things that I write about in my book, Right Track Your Retirement. You could do real estate, right? A lot of people like to buy rental properties. So you could get put money into real estate and start renting. And start generating cash flow from your rentals. But again, pros and cons, you've got to become a landlord and you got to decide if you want to wake up late at night and take that call for the for the water heater, right? In the middle of a Steeler game.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, two more and then we're done. So you could also consider a non-qualified annuity. So a non-qualified annuity is just like a brokerage account. So you have no contribution limits there. You can put as much money into a non-qualified annuity as you do. I personally do this for Kate and I. So anytime I get to a point to where I've maxed out other things, I will put money into a non-qualified annuity. Why do I do that? I'm simply just buying Kate and I a private pension. That's all that I'm doing. So I'm just buying income for the future when I do that. Okay, last one. Last one. A lot of people don't know this one. This is a big one. So if you're listening, write it down. Did you know that you can put more money into your 401k than just the standard limit? For 2024, you can contribute up to $22,500 less than 50 years old. If you're over 50 years of age, you can contribute up to $30,000 to your 401k plan with pre-tax or Roth contributions. But here's the kicker. Some plans also let you make extra after-tax contributions. The total you can put in, including employer contributions, is $66,000 if you're younger than age 50. If you're older than age 50, you can put in up to $73,500. So if your employer doesn't actually contribute to your plan, folks, you can put your own after-tax dollars in there to reach those limits, right? So think about that. If your employer is not contributing at all, you have the ability to contribute on your behalf if your plan lets it. And here's the best part. You can then convert those after-tax dollars into a Roth account so it grows tax-free and it's withdrawn tax-free. That's why it's called a mega backdoor Roth account. There you go, Larry. I got like five more, but I just don't have the breath to handle it.
Well, you can go to righttrackpittsburgh.com and get details. Brian Caranta, Secure Money Advisors. Thank you, Brian.
Thanks, Larry. Have a great day.
Talk to you next Monday on the Big K Morning Show. This week, Stevie Wonder is starting a 10-city tour here next Tuesday at PPG Paints Arena. I've got a pair of tickets for you right now, 412-922-1020. We'll take lucky caller number 7, Aaron, 412-922-1020, and you can go see Stevie Wonder. It's going to be a great show at PPG Paints again. Coming up right after the news with Paul Rasmussen next. Our resident political analyst, Lenny McAllister, in studio. Good morning.
It's a rainy Monday morning, yeah, but it's still a good morning nonetheless.
You've had a weekend.
I hope. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.